Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sally Mashani and today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Daled, Chapter 4. Chapter 4 is a short perek with 9 pesukim or verses. It begins with an introduction in verse 1 in Pasuk Aleph and can then be divided into 3 parts. The first part is found in Pasuk Bet, verse 2, where David HaMelech addresses God. The second part is found in Pesukim Gimel to Vav, verses 3 to 6, where David HaMelech addresses man. And the third part is found in Pesukim Zayin to Tet, verses 7 to 9, where David HaMelech addresses God once again. Let's begin with the introduction in Pasuk Aleph. Lamnatzeach ben Ginot Mizmor le David. We're introduced to a new term that will appear many times in Tehillim. That term is Lamnatzeach. What is a Menatzeach? There are different ways of explaining this word, and we're going to look at 2 of those ways. According to the Radak, Menatzeach is a conductor. During the time of the Beit HaMikdash, the Levi'im stood on the steps leading to the Kodesh, known as the Duchan, and sang songs that would accompany the Korbanot, or the sacrificial offering. The music was led by a conductor, and David wrote these songs, or Mizmorim, for the Levi'im. These songs were accompanied by melodies and musical instruments, as we see in the words Lamnatzeach ben Ginot. Each song had its own melody, which the Levi'im of the time knew, and those melodies were accompanied by musical instruments. Radak explains that neginot are one type of musical instruments, and we see different types of musical instruments throughout Sefer Tehillim, such as sheminit and nehilot. Music played a big role in the Beit HaMikdash, and it plays a big role in our lives today. Radak mentions in the name of the Midrash Tehillim that music was a great chokhmah, a great wisdom. It's capable of reaching the soul. It's the language of the soul. It uplifts us. It inspires us. And it does what mere words will never be able to do. That's what David HaMelech was hoping to accomplish in these chapters of Tehillim. Another way of explaining the word Lamnatzeach is by looking at the root of this word, Nun Tzadik Het, or Netzach. Netzach means eternity. In Sefer Tehillim, David spoke about his experiences, his troubles, but he was able to universalize them in a way that every Jew can relate to this book. We all experience difficulties in life. Jewish nation has experienced difficulties. Jewish history is filled with tragedies and trials. So David HaMelech's response to hardship teaches us how to respond. And the messages in this book are messages for us, even today. This chapter, Perek Daled, is a prayer that anyone can say when they feel persecuted, slandered, or degraded. The commentaries tell us that David HaMelech composed this perek when he was running away from his own son Avshalom. Avshalom led a revolt against his father, which was supported by many people in the nation. And David HaMelech turns to God in this perek and prays to him. This is a prayer said by David. And let's begin with the first part in Pasuk Bet. David HaMelech says, Bekor'i aneni elokei tzidki, batsar hirhavtali. David is asking Hashem, when I call, please answer me, the God of my righteousness. When I was in distress, you have provided me with relief. You have saved me. Metudat David explains, David is telling Hashem, you have always vindicated my righteousness in the past, so please continue to act the same way now. David was falsely accused and maligned by his enemies. His enemies included Ahitophel, Doeg HaAdomi, and Avshalom. So he's asking Hashem to continue to be gracious to him. Radak explains that this shows David's ultimate faith in Hashem, that he believes that Hashem will continue to help him, just like he did in the past. The bad things that he experienced in the past turned out to be okay. He's teaching us how to pray here. When we turn to God, we have to turn to him with the confidence, with the belief that he can and will help us. David HaMelech tells Hashem, in the past you helped me, so I know you're going to do it again in the future. He's teaching us not to give up when we're faced with pressure, when we're faced with difficult situations. These difficult situations are a test for us, and every test in life is an opportunity to realize and actualize our potential. They're from God, and they're meant to broaden us, to enlarge us, so to speak, and to make us become better. That's what David HaMelech means when he says, Batzar hirhavtali. In my distress, in the narrow, tight situations, you have widened them, you have provided me with relief. Pasuk Gimel, or verse 3, begins the second part of this perek, where David HaMelech addresses people. First he was addressing God, and now he turns to man. He says, Bnei Ish, sons of men. In the previous pasuk, David HaMelech prayed to God, and this belief in God gave him the strength to face his adversaries. That's what prayer does to us. It connects us to God, it gives us a relationship with God, and allows us to face the world. Now, who are these B'nai Ish that David is turning to? These sons of man. The word Ish signifies importance. In Tanakh, when we find this word Ish, it's referring to somebody important. Rashi says that B'nai Ish are the sons of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, who the Torah called great, as we find by Yaakov, Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. David HaMelech is turning to his adversaries and telling them, look where you came from, you're B'nai Ish. He's admonishing them. Radak explains that he's turning specifically to the leaders who followed Avshalom, and he's telling them the following, Adme kebodi lichlima, te'ehavun rik, te'vakshu chazav. Until when are you going to disgrace my honor? How long will you love emptiness? How long will you constantly seek lies? David's enemies, like Doeg HaAdomi, would continuously refer to him as Ben Yishai, the son of Yishai, and not even mention his first name. That's such a degrading way to refer to somebody. They didn't respect him. So David is asking them, until when are you going to malign me, the king? Until when are you going to spread lies about me? Until when are you going to make up lies about me? He says, you're running after emptiness. Radak explains that the people who supported Avshalom in his revolt against David are chasing something that will never happen. It's emptiness. It won't survive because David is the true king and not Avshalom. He continues and says that Tevakshu Chazav, David HaMelech is telling them, you're relying on lies. You're relying on something that is false. How long will you continue to humiliate me and love someone who's a liar? David says, what you're relying on is not true, but what I rely on is the real deal. I rely on Hashem. And David HaMelech gives them a proof in Pasuk Dalet, Ude'u ki yifla Hashem hasid lo, Hashem yishma b'kor'i elav. He says, this is the proof that I'm right and that you're chasing after lies. Hashem distinguishes and gives preferential treatment to one who is a hasid with him. Radak explains a hasid is someone who serves Hashem with love, does more than what's required, and doesn't expect anything in return. That's who Hashem listens to. And Hashem will listen to me when I call. My survival, David says, is the proof that I am right, and that all what you are chasing is falsehood. David is teaching us, as Jews, to always call out to God when we're suffering. When we call out to God, He answers us. He will listen to us, because God knows who the Hasid is. David continues to address the B'nai Ish in Pasuk Hey, verse 5, and says, "Rigzu ve'al tehtao." Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'domu sela. He says, tremble and don't sin. Say in your heart when you're lying on your bed and be forever silent. David is telling the B'nai Ish, his adversaries, if you don't fear me, then fear God. At night, when you're going to sleep, think of your sins, since the night is a time of reflection when one thinks about the actions of the day. And he says, think of your sins and be silent, because none of you are perfect. You're accusing me of bad, but think of your own sins, and you'll be silent. When you lie in bed at night and say Kriyat Shema, you think of the task at hand, of the mission in your life, how big that mission is, and how short you fall at accomplishing that mission, and that will make you go silent. In Pasuk Vav, verse 6, David tells the B'nai Ish, Zivhu Zivhe Tzedek, Ubitul Hashem. Offer sacrifices of righteousness and trust in Hashem. Radak explains that God doesn't need our sacrifices. That's not what He wants. He wants our repentance. And that's why David HaMelech says, offer up sacrifices of righteousness that don't just come with the action of bringing a sacrifice, but come with the feeling of remorse as well. He says, Bitul Hashem, trust in Hashem. Hashem wants a relationship with each and every one of us. He wants us to serve Him out of happiness and out of love. That's what trust does. When somebody has trust in God, we accept every situation we're in. We know that He's in charge. So there's nothing to be jealous of. There's nothing to be envious of. And that's what David HaMelech is telling his adversaries and also teaching us. When you trust in God, there's no reason to look at somebody else and slander them and malign them or be jealous of them. After addressing the B'nai Ish, the sons of man, David turns back to God and makes a request in Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. He says the following: Rabbim omrim mi yar'enu tov nesa alenu or panecha Hashem. Many say, many ask, who will show us goodness? When are we going to get good? Hashem, raise the light of your face on us and bring us good. The words nesa alenu or panecha Hashem remind us of the words in the Birkat Kohanim and the priestly blessing, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, may Hashem lift his face unto you, meaning may Hashem give you blessing and good. Rashi explains that Rabim Omrim is referring to Jews. When they look at other nations in the world who live in wealth, who live in tranquility, and ask, when are we going to get good? When are we going to get wealth? When are we going to have tranquility and peace? In Pasuk Het, in verse 8, David HaMelech is addressing this question when he's speaking to God, and he says the following. He says, Natata simcha belibi me'et deganam betirosham rabu. He says, Hashem, you gave me joy in my heart from the time of the harvest in the fields and in the vineyards. Others may be wealthy, they may have grain, they may have wine, but I'm not jealous. I have something more valuable than that. I have happiness because I have God. And that's the greatest gift, greater than material success. How many times in life do we see people who are wealthy, who have all the material things they could dream of, but they're not happy? They're not happy people. David HaMelech says, if you have bitachon and trust in God, then you have everything, because that's what makes you happy. If you know that God is in charge, is in control, that's what's going to make you happy. And not only that, David HaMelech says, I'm happy for my enemies. If God rewards them, then of course he's going to reward me and those who listen to him and those who trust in him. David ends with a request to Hashem in the last Pasuk, in Pasuk Tet, verse 9. He says, Beshalom yahda ve'eshkeva ve'ishan, ki ata Hashem levadad lavetach toshiveni. I will lay down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Hashem, can make me dwell in safety and security. Hazak explains that David says, I hope to sleep peacefully, to be in peace with my enemies, for only God can bring that about. And I have bitachon, David has that trust and faith in God that Hashem can bring security to him and to everyone, even his adversaries. He's concerned about his enemies, about their well-being, and he even prays for them. He says, if you have trust in God, if you have bitachon, then there's nothing to worry about. If you choose to be one with God, then that's all the security you'll need in life. And David HaMelech doesn't begrudge his enemies. He prays for them and everyone so that they can sleep peacefully without any worry. David HaMelech is the model, the role model for every Jew and every time. He suffered tremendously, but was happy and thrived because he had faith in God. And those who have faith in God will have their prayers answered. As we said, God listens to those who are faithful to him. They will live in peace, they will be happy, and they won't be jealous. And God will protect them from their enemies. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.